السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello and welcome to this program, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Dear listeners, as you know, this program is devoted to the historical event of Ashura. With me to discuss this event of Ashura is Dr. Fani. Thank you very much indeed for
being here, researcher
in Islamic studies. So, Dr. Fani, you, in our previous episodes, in our previous programs, you talked about some historical, backdrop of this event of Ashura. And you mentioned that there were some prominent and significant, cities like Kufa, Basra. As far as I remember, in our previous program, you talked about Basra relatively in details. So will you please elaborate a little bit more on the situation of Kufa at the time of Muharram of the year?
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is a good opportunity to remember the sacrifice of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And it is, as I mentioned, it is an educational time. We have this program. Fortunately, we can remember at least the name of these good peoples.
Alhamdulillah.
I talked a little bit about people of Basra, and I mentioned that Ubaydullah Ziyad was governor of Basra. He was ordered to move to Kufa. So he assigned his brother Usman ibn Ziyad, and it has been narrated Ubaydullah left Basra with about 500 companions and soldiers and people who followed him. However, it has been mentioned one of the people among these soldiers of Ibn Ziyad was a person called Shariq ibn A'var. And Shariq was a Shia because, people were living in the city. Not everybody known that what is their attachment and their affiliation. So he was among these people. And one thing he did was, it has been mentioned that along the way from Basra towards Kufa, he tried to show that he is sick. And he intentionally tried to fall down from the horse and get sick and somehow delay this movement of army in this
just
group
pretending
of,
that he
pretending
was sick.
Okay. To go to Kufa. But it has been mentioned that Ubaydullah didn't pay attention and he was trying to go fast towards Kufa. So this was one little action. It has been narrated in the history. It is also a lesson for us that on the path of obedience to God, we should not be indifferent. We can fall down intentionally from a horse just to delay the army of Shaitan to reach Kufa 1 minute later, 2 minutes later, or 2 days later. So it is showing us, teaching us that for every action, even a little thing or a great thing, we have a responsibility. We have to think, what should we do? What should we do to support truth? Anyhow, Ubaydullah with these groups of companions and his people, he arrived in Kufa.
Right.
It was in earlier days of months of Zihajjah, because we have this narration that on the 8th of Zihajjah, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam left Mecca, it was unfortunately, the day that Muslim ibn Aqil was also murdered. So Ubaydullah was in the city of Kufa for about a week until he was able to martyr Muslim ibn Aqil. It has been mentioned that when Ubaydullah arrived in Kufa, he covered his face with a group of people. And some people assumed, they thought, this is Imam Hussein coming. So people, while he was covering his face, they greeted him and they were saying salam to him, and they were telling marhaban bika yabna Rasulullah, meaning, oh son of Rasulullah, welcome. In the early time, I mean, the first hours that he arrived in Kufa.
So what was the aim of this act of Ubaydullah? What was the reason of it?
Because apparently we can think the situation that he heard that Nu'man, who was the governor of Kufa, was not acting harshly against Muslim. And Muslim was ready to rule and take over Kufa. So he was scared. So when he came to the city, he wanted to know what is the situation, what is the political setup of people, what is the stature of others. And he was suspicious that he may get killed immediately.
Just a political trick.
Right. So he pretended that he is the stranger who is coming, so he covered his face. But it has been mentioned when people gathered around him, then some of the soldiers of Ibn Ziyad, they shouted, go away, this is Emir Ubaydullah Ziyad.
Right.
So they felt somehow confident that now they can uncover themselves and introduce themselves. And then he went to the palace of Governor Nu'man. Even Nu'man, he thought he is Imam Hussein. Still he was covered. It has been mentioned that Nu'man announced from the roof of the palace of governorship that I beg you to go away. He thought he is Imam Hussein. I don't want to give governorship to you. He thought he is Imam Hussein. Then Ubaydullah was silent until he reached very close to the building and then told Nu'man, open the door. This is me. I'm not Hussein. And then he opened the door. He entered the building of governorship and he took over the position of governorship from Nu'man. And he started from that moment all the harsh behavior he had against people of Kufa and other things.
So apparently, 30 days before Ashura, Imam Hussein was actually received, well received in Kufa. So what happened in this month that people changed their minds?
Well, we have to say, A'udhu Billah or Na'udhu Billah. We seek refuge to God. It is very important that how people are changing. Actually, it is important how Ubaydullah Ziyad, this new governor, behaved. But still, it is a big question because during this time that Muslim was there, people signed 18,000 signatures to support Imam Hussein. And Muslim sent this news to Imam Hussein that 18,000 people shook hands with me to support you. I am representative of you, so hurry up and come to Kufa. So we have to be careful that in harsh times, when the time comes, we have to be careful. We are in the side of God or in the side of Shaitan. And it is the issue of imtihan and fitna. هو الذي خلق الموت والحياة لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is the holy verse from Surah Tabaraka, verse number 1, that God has given us life and death. We one day come to this life and one day we go. But the purpose is لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. You are going to go through examination and you will be examined to be tested. Are you a right or wrong person? And we have to be careful. It is sometimes in a matter of moments, we may change one path to another. We may go from the right to wrong or from wrong to right. And I have to mention right now that one of these moments happened for Hur ibn Riyahi, Hur ibn Yazid Riyahi, poor, in a matter of seconds, he realized he is on the wrong side. So he moved towards the group of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the last moments that he could do this.
Right.
And he came with a lot of sorrow to Imam Hussein and said, Halli min toba, can I repent? Because he knew he was the army chief who stopped the army of Imam Hussein. I mean, it was a small army, a small right. group of people. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam told him, raise your hand. Means don't be so shy. You have been forgiven. So these moments may happen for our life. And Hur was one of the very first people who went to the scene of fighting, and he was among the very first who was martyred. He told Imam Hussein, I stop you here. I don't want to wait. I want to give my blood for your past. Anyhow, you asked me about this question of people of Kufa, and we see this contrast. Some people invited Imam Hussein, and then they end up being among the enemies of Imam Hussein.
Right.
And some people like Hur, they stopped Imam Hussein. They wanted to fight with Imam Hussein, and then in the last moment, he realized he is going to go to the hell if he fights with Imam Hussein. So, okay, I prefer the right path. Anyhow, when Ubaydullah became the new governor of Kufa, he invited people to the mosque. He delivered a very harsh speech, and he said, I am the new governor. If anybody is somehow related to this Hashemi guy, and he meant Muslim ibn al-Aqil, then I will arrest them, I will kill them, and I don't care who he is. And he invited the clan leaders, give them money, threatened them, and then he waited for these people's response. In this time, he was looking for the place of Muslim ibn al-Aqil. It has been narrated that unfortunately there was a guy whose name was Ma'aqal. He was given 3,000 dinar. It is like $3,000 this time. And he told him, go among the followers of Ali and Ahlul Bayt, the Shia people in Kufa, and find out about the location of Muslim ibn al-Aqil. Anyhow, after maybe a couple of days or a day or two, they found out where he is, actually. And actually, one of the soldiers with Ibn Ziyad, as I mentioned, he came from Basra, and that person was Sharik ibn Adar. He was the Shia who fell down from the horse. He was a Shia, so he went to the house of a very great person whose name was Hani ibn Urwa.
Right.
Because he came from Basra, he went to the house of these followers of Imam Ali. And Sharik was there. Muslim ibn Aqil was in the house of Mukhtar. He also went to the house of Hani ibn Urwa. And there were these three Shias. I mean, Muslim ibn Aqil in the house of Hani, and Sharik ibn A'var, who was from Basra, they were there. This is an important event. They said, okay, if Ibn Ziyad comes here, we will try to kill him.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That's a long story, and the duration of our program is unfortunately a little bit too short.
Sure, I will elaborate on that in the next program.
Thank you very much indeed. So, dear listeners, that was another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. Thank you very much indeed.
Hussein, from him I always gain. Karbala's in my heart, from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain. love you. To my eyes, you're the light. To my soul, you're the sight. My heart's always with you. Karbala, I love you. To my eyes, you're the light. To my soul, you're the sight.